Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God, recorded in the book of Isaiah, chapter 25, verses 6 to 8. On this mountain the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Celebrations and food go hand in hand. Weddings have receptions, birthdays have cake, and the holidays always have their own unique treats. Why is that? Why does feasting always seem to accompany celebration and joy? Because it's a blessing that God has intended. He gives us food to help us celebrate. In the beginning, the Lord gave Adam and Eve a home in Eden that was full of food for them to feast on. They were free to eat from any tree in the garden, except for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But they broke God's command, and their rebellion trapped them and all their descendants in a shroud. What is this shroud that enfolds all peoples? This sheet that covers all nations? It is death. Because of sin, life ends in death for all individuals, peoples, and nations. Now, every birthday eventually leads to a funeral. Marriages are ended by death, and the holidays are occupied by memories of departed loved ones. The shroud of death overshadows our celebrations and makes life seem pointless. So thank God that He destroyed the shroud when He sent His Son into our death-covered world. By His death on the cross, Jesus took away every sin that separates us from God, and by His resurrection He swallowed up death forever. The shroud of death is lifted. Jesus lives, and in Him you live too. Now God has prepared the feast for you, a banquet of life eternal. The celebrations of this world last only a moment, but the heavenly feast will never end. This is a feast of rich meats and the finest of wines, a feast like no other. This is a never-ending celebration where death has been swallowed up forever and all tears have been wiped away. Rejoice and be glad in God's salvation. Lord Almighty, thank you for swallowing up death forever and for preparing the heavenly feast for us. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.